Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 26, 2024, from 2 John chapter 1, the Elder's Epistle, a profound call to believers. John's final message from his first letter urges believers to guard against idols, emphasizing the need to prioritize God above worldly distractions. He underscores the challenge of remaining faithful amidst the influence of sin and encourages reliance on the Holy Spirit and the Christian community for support. Ultimately, John's conclusion highlights the importance of unwavering commitment to God and active participation in the faith community. So let's continue with the first verse of John's second letter. From 2 John chapter 1, verse 1. The elder, to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth. In the second epistle of John, penned by the Apostle John, this carries a profound significance for our understanding of the Christian faith and practice. John calls himself the elder. This shouldn't surprise us, since John was the last of the apostles. John then directs his letter to all believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and refers to them as the elect lady and her faithful followers. The title elder denotes a position of spiritual leadership akin to that of like a pastor in a church. Hence, John expresses genuine affection for the recipients. Grounded in the eternal truth of God's word, as pastors should be doing in generations after John. So the phrase, the elect lady and her children, is laden with symbolic significance, representing the sacred bond between Christ and his church. Within the framework of New Testament theology, the term elect denotes those chosen by divine grace for salvation. We were chosen by God before the foundations of the world. Paul picks us up in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Thus, the elect lady epitomizes the collective body of all believers, the cherished flock of Christ, whom God graciously selected for his redemptive purposes. Moreover, the mention of her children underscores the familial nature of the Christian community, where spiritual kinship and mutual care abound. This familial bond emphasizes the interconnectedness and the unity of believers as they journey together in faith. By addressing the recipients as the elect lady and her children, John then highlights the profound love and pastoral concern he holds for the well-being and spiritual growth of the Christian church, which includes you. God's peace. And many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.